Magic in the Morning with Dua Lipa, and we're now right about 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock. It's a Monday, and every other Monday, we chat with our friends at NVRH. And just a couple of weeks ago, we had the same guest on that we have this morning. Many of you might know Jade Kaplan. She's certified nurse midwife at NVRH in their birthing center. Jade, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Well, we have wonderful chats with you and all of our friends at NVRH. And we last time we got together, we talked about the wonderful, wonderful birthing center and what it's like to be a midwife, why you've done it for decades. And we're back to talk about it again from a different angle. But we want to we read in the news that NVRH brought in the first baby of the new year. Not on New Year's Day, but on the 4th to a couple in Danville. Were you there?
No, it wasn't me. The midwife who facilitated that delivery was Kay Houseman. We have three nurse midwives, and we take turns being on call. So when people are in the midwifery service, we encourage them to get to know all three of us. And Kay was the fortunate midwife who got to work with this beautiful family who have had a previous baby with us as well.
Yeah, so they've got three wonderful, wonderful, wonderful angels in their family now.
Yeah.
So what we're going to talk about here, COVID kind of kiboshed just about everything, it seems. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that it kind of did away with, unfortunately, at NVRH was the childbirth education classes. And the exciting news is we're back and bigger than ever, huh?
Yes, this is a big deal. We're very excited. We had a very good childbirth education program prior to COVID that was in-person classes, and there were several different scheduling options, and you got to meet some of the nurses that might care for you in labor and come in toward the birthing center, and it was a very comprehensive program. But once COVID happened, of course, nothing could be done in person, and we were unable to transition to any kind of virtual format that made any kind of sense. So we haven't had a program until now. And what we wanted to do was have actually certified childbirth educators running the show this time. And so we've contracted with Diantha Jones and Katie Baker over at Empowered Birth, which has a office here in St. Johnsbury. They are certified childbirth educators and also certified doulas, which are childbirth support women. And they are going to start teaching several different options in childbirth education. We're real excited about it. And their first classes are going to start at the end of this month.
Now, there's so much more to childbirth education than push, push,
yes.
Breathe, push. There's so much more to it.
So much more. So much more. That's all you see on TV and in the movies, pretty much, because it's very dramatic and it usually precedes the imminent birth. But there are months and months and months of prenatal care and time to learn about your body and the pregnancy and prepare yourself for the rather athletic event that childbirth can be. And also to look at all the different options of how to manage pregnancy discomforts and childbirth itself. There's a lot of choices to make. So these childbirth classes, you'll be able to choose whether or not you want to meet 2 hours on a Tuesday evening for 5 weeks for a total of 10 hours of instruction, or you can do a weekend intensive, which is 5 hours on a Saturday and a Sunday. For one weekend, you get it all, and that might work for people who often are very busy, have other kids in the home. And then they're also offering a refresher course for folks that are maybe making different choices in childbirth from what they've done in the past. So there's like a 4-hour course that you can choose from. And they are free to anyone having a baby. You don't have to be giving birth at NVRH in order to access these classes.
So according to our notes here, Jade, and folks, again, Jade Kaplan with a certified nurse midwife at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital, the Tuesday evening classes that will run for 5 weeks begin the 31st of this month, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then the all-inclusive weekend, that's going to be Saturday and Sunday classes, and those are 9 a.m. to 2:30. With that comes a light breakfast and lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the refresher course, you said, is on Saturday mornings, and that runs 8 to noon. And that, of course, too, has a light breakfast and snacks provided.
Right. So you would want to contact Empowered Birthing Vermont, which is online. You can find their information, or you can, inquire at your midwife or doctor's office about it. And then one of the things that they're going to cover in the classes, amongst many other topics, is ways of dealing with childbirth. And we talked about the tub 2 weeks ago quite a bit, and the beautiful facility that allows for space and support people to get proper attention as well. But we have many other things that women can use. Certainly, if somebody wants to have regional anesthesia, an epidural, for example, we have that here. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have the tub. But in between, we have birth balls. We have a mat to put on the floor for women to assume positions on the floor with the firm support of the floor rather than the soft, squishy support of a bed. We do intermittent monitoring or wire-free Bluetooth monitoring for women who need to be monitored but want to move around. There are showers and birthing stools and just the encouragement of variety in labor. Labor loves variety. So if you are healthy and well and having a fairly low-risk experience, there's a lot of different things you can do. Besides epidurals and tubs, there's things in the middle. And there's also pain medication that can be given if somebody wants that. And we use nitrous oxide as well, which is laughing gas.
I'm gonna throw in a little bit of humor here, Jaden, a little bit of time that we have left here. You mentioned the pain relief for the mom giving the baby.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What about the husband or boyfriend? That gets a left hook and she says, this will never happen again.
We do provide ice packs and cold washcloths for fainting. We really, men are a lot more resilient than television makes them out to be.
I can tell you from my experience, when she looked at me and said, never, ever, ever again, she meant it.
yeah. It's an intense moment for both parents and other family members as well. It's very intense. So we our priority, of course, is to support the woman in her choices. But we also support the partners as best we can and as much as they want to be supported. Some guys are very much like, I got this, and other guys really need to be reminded to eat and drink and take a nap themselves.
And breathe. Folks, again, Jade Kaplan with us from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital's Birthing Center, baby-friendly hospital, by the way. Jade, if anybody has any questions about what it takes to become a certified nurse midwife, can they contact you?
They certainly can. If they want to reach me, it'd be best to contact the Women's Wellness Center, which the number is 748-7300, and leave a message, and I'll call folks back if they want to have further conversation.
Jade, always great to have you with us. You stay bundled up and warm today. You enjoy your cup of coffee, and we'll see you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Again, all this information can be found through links and at nvrh.org. We're at 7 o'clock. Time for news. Our morning cash call at 7:15. Weather at 20 after. Birthdays at 7:30. Right here, Magic in the Morning.